This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a new documentary on a church massacre and how God turned something horrific around for good. When Dylan Roof entered Emmanuel Episcopal Church in South Carolina, he shot and killed 9 people. But the way the church responded to its attacker revealed God's glory. So stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
4 years ago, a young man named Dylan Roof walked into a black church and opened fire. He shot and killed 9 people in the middle of a Bible study. And why? Because he wanted to start a race war. But the attack on Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church was not a win for the devil. Instead, God used that horrific attack to reveal the power of his forgiveness. One by one, loved ones of the victims and survivors spoke at Roof's trial, saying that what he did was horrible and evil in God's sight, but they forgave him. Emmanuel Church responded to hate with love, and now a new documentary is highlighting that somber story. The film, called Emmanuel, examines how hope and faith is emerging out of one of the darkest moments in recent American history. Stephen Curry, Viola Davis, and Julius Tenens are executive producers of this new project. Emmanuel is set to hit theaters nationally through Fathom Events for 2 nights on June 17th and 19th. Those dates just happen to fall on the anniversary of the shooting and Roof's first court appearance, where his victims' families forgave him. The Museum of the Bible hosted an exclusive screening with the shooting survivors, the very ones who chose to love a murderer. Profits from the film will go to survivors and the families of those who were killed. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more stories like this. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.